Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Molly Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises. An image she prays to be, girls need by the culture.
All right, and we're back, and we're actually super excited to, and we've been announcing our next event, which is going to be a virtual fashion and talent show, which is being held on Facebook Live on October the 17th, 2020. That's Mads Fashion Virtual Fashion and Talent Show, October 17th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll be able to see it on Facebook Live. You'll also be able to catch it on YouTube, Madeline Mommy Show YouTube channel, after it airs live. So don't miss out, because we've got some really exciting stuff planned for that show. Everybody's been working hard to make it happen, to put it together. And we have a special guest, Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster. He's going to be making an appearance. And we also have a couple other guest appearances. We have some performers. We have models, designers. So it's going to be a lot of fun and an after party. So make sure you tune in October 17th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also taking donations for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. We've got Nikki from Lasting Impressions calling in just a little bit. Coffee time with Ellen and Nikki, so don't go away, because we'll be back.
Bye.
right, and we're back. So exciting. And we've got Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki coming up. Mad's Virtual Passion Show coming up. And don't forget now with this pandemic, I know it's really hard to know what's still on and what isn't. But as far as we know, Gaylord Ice is going to be having their event coming up in November. So stay tuned for that. That's at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando, Florida in November and December, all the way through to New Year's. And I can't tell you what the theme is this year, but you guys definitely don't want to miss it because it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going on. And what else is happening? Oh, we've got the kids are back in school. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. The kids going back to school. I know we touched on it a little bit last week, but everything has changed so much with COVID-19. Hope you guys are staying safe. If you're back in school, make sure you wash your hands frequently, wear a mask every day. Social distancing, make sure you don't take food or pencils or anything from anyone. Only use your own hand sanitizer or regular. Make sure you're doing that. And then if you're at home, same thing, social distancing when you go out. Make sure you're still interacting with your friends, whether it's online, which I know Madeline's been doing a lot of that online chat. So there's been, a lot of things that have changed for everybody, but I think we're going to get through it and definitely into the new year. So it looks like our caller's on the line. I'm going to switch over and say hello to Miss Nikki because it's coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Yay. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I am good. So much going on, and I've got designers hitting me up right now. I'm trying to tell them I'm on the air. But, it's our designer from New York, Chubby Line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love them.
I know. I guess we spelled their name wrong. So I'm going to send you the correction. Yes, I know. Oopsie doodles.
Okay.
You have been working so hard. I thank you for everything that you do because I tell you what, putting these events together, even virtual, I thought virtual would be much easier, and it's not. If anything, it might even be hard. And
it's
harder,
different. Yeah. It's definitely different.
Yes. Well, she just told me that the masks and the hair pieces are going to be sent out in a week for all the models.
Oh, how exciting.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it
is. They're donating that, like literally, they're donating that. But you know what? I love what they stand for. And Egypt and her mom, they're amazing, amazing women. They drove all the way down here to do Mad's fashion show. And they've also got the Bully Chasers thing going on. And they've really been looking out for us in, different ways. And, bullying, I mean, jeez, you just never know when the bullying's going to pop up. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it really is.
Cyberbullying, and one thing, folks, and for anyone that's listening that's ever done my shows, I don't care what anyone says. At the end of the day, I do not tolerate bullying. Period.
No, and I don't either. I've seen some of that even on virtual. I really didn't think we were going to have to handle that. However, I guess it does happen even virtual. I mean, we see it online, too.
Virtual bullying. Unbelievable. I did not expect it. I really didn't expect one model to go after another model. And I hope I never see that again because that's just ridiculous. Folks, there's one way to get yourself ejected out of Mad's fashion show. And that's pretty much the only way because we got to give everyone an opportunity. Whatever you do with that opportunity afterwards, that's up to you. and even the haters, the people that are friends, everybody, I've given them all opportunity. And again, whatever they do with it, once they leave Mad Fashion Show, that's their deal. But I give everyone an opportunity, and yeah. So what have you been up to lately?
Oh, let's see. What have I been up to? Well, I'm excited that I know we're still quarantined and I'm waiting to go back, you know, to work. So I've done so many projects over the month, which we talked about them on the air and all the things we're doing. And I think I completed my big one yet. And that is, we are so excited because we have renovated our office. Full renovation. Everything's new, from the paint on the walls to the curtains to even the furniture in the room. So this has been an exhausting 2 weeks, but it's starting to come together. So we're excited to call in and meet us. So we've been taking care of our incredible clients. So, yeah, we're busy. I feel like I'm always busy. Even if we have a pandemic going on, I'm still busy. So.
Year. Yeah, honestly, I'm excited about it. I know you guys just always put 110% into our shows to help us make them, you know, come off without a hitch. I mean, nothing ever is without a hitch. But, yeah, you guys do go above and beyond for us. We're thankful for it. And, Ashley, you're the host of this event this time.
Yeah, which is a first for me. I've never hosted.
You're actually co-host, but you're hosting. You're hosting it in your studio. We're going to be airing live from Lasting Impressions by Nicole's studio. So that's really exciting.
It is. It's really exciting.
I don't think people realize what we're actually going to be doing. So you guys are actually going to be still doing your thing, videography and photography, such as it is. It's all going to be, obviously, we're trying it out because it's something new and different. And, you know, don't expect the same quality as you would, but, you know, in person, but this is an actual show. So what we're going to be doing is we've had all of our models and talent and everybody, they're working real hard right now to get together, get their clothes, and do their videos themselves. And they're going to be sending them in to me. I'll be editing them and putting them into an episode of the Madeline and Mommy Show. So on the 17th, we'll be airing live from your studio. Right, we'll be broadcasting live and on Facebook and some other platforms, which we'll be announcing soon. And basically, just kind of like funny home videos where we show, you know, a segment, and then Mads and I will be the MCs. We'll talk about it a little bit, and then we'll go into the next segment. So, we're really excited because you guys will be filming that, you know, you'll take a step back and you'll feel the whole entire thing for us. So, and we'll be wearing clothing. We'll be wearing clothing from our designers, and I think it's going to be really cool. Something really cool, you know, and we've got some other people coming to help us. So we're going to get some behind the scenes pictures of all of that. So I'm really excited. Yeah, new and different. And don't get me wrong, this is not going to be replacing Mad's Fashion Show by any means, because we are still looking forward to being a part of the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo coming up in August of 2021 at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida.
Yep, and we're definitely looking forward to that. I can't wait to be able to get back out into the world and do events again. I miss our friends, and I miss I miss everything about it. This has definitely been different. Even for us in Lasting Impressions, I've had to go and change a lot of different things. But I am really excited about the virtual fashion show. I've never done anything like this myself, and neither has Ryan. So this is, we're going to learn, and we'll get it, and, you know, can't say we're not nervous, because, you know, anytime you try something new, you're nervous, so.
Right. No, I'm excited, and actually, we're even going to, we're going to show an after party. We're going to do an after party. I mean, it's going to be the whole thing, so it's just not going to be live. We won't get the same quality pictures and stuff like that.
But you are going to be offering photo shoots now, right, for the models that are local, if they want to come and do photo shoot with you, right, in their designer clothes?
Yes. One of the great things that I like to do, and are special for all of our listeners out there, if you do attend Mad Fashion shows, especially for our models, one of the best specials that we always have going on is our $99 headshot session. And that still applies, even though we're not doing a live show like we normally do. We're still offering that $99 headshot special. So that is something we'll definitely do. That's still going to happen. Everybody just has to contact me virtually to go ahead and do that. And like always, I know you're doing your giveaway because you do those things too. And Lasting Impressions will still donate their gift certificate like normal. That never changes.
Oh, yay,
so.
Good for our raffle. Yeah, we'll be selling raffle tickets for sure. Raffle tickets are a dollar each or six for $5 or arm's length for $20 as always. So and we do have a couple cool prizes that we're going to be giving away, including Miss Nikki's photo shoot. And make sure, Miss Nikki, that you post in the group there, too, for the models to know that you're offering that $99 headshot. So we have quite a few new models, again, which I'm very excited about as well.
Yes, we do have quite a few new models, and I'm excited to see them all walk this unique way of doing fashion shows, and I'm excited to see their creations. And I'm excited to see our designers as they are still designing. And it's nice to know that just because we're in a pandemic, everybody is still working and creating. And that is so important, especially right now. We're still creating, still working, and, you know, we're still doing what we have to do. So just because we have a pandemic doesn't mean we're still not doing what we want to do. And that's
all right. Well, I know. And you know what? I'm real excited to see the finished product, what it's done. It is taking a lot of work, but I think it's going to be super cool. And we've all kind of collaborated together to make it happen. Even the bottom models and the designers, everybody, you know, we're all trying to come together. So, very nice. And now, you want to update us on your homeschooling experience, Miss Nikki?
Oh, yeah, I can totally update you guys. I actually have good news here with the Davy Clan. Ariana is doing fantastic in e-learning. She ended up having to be transferred to a different middle school due to zoning in our area. So they zoned her to a new school, and so she has been doing very well. She was kind of excited. She said she didn't have to deal with a lot of trying to make new friends and all this other stuff. She's in eighth grade, so next year she goes to high school. So for her, she's like, what's one more year? And I get to do it at home. And she's like, I don't have to eat school food. Yay. So, you know, they can eat what they want to eat here at home. She's really liking the fact that at 4 o'clock, she's done. There is no bus ride. There is no having to walk home from the bus. So she's really enjoyed kind of doing the e-learning. We do, and she attends all of her classes every day. She's in class from, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so that's been really, you know, she's doing really well. Noah is loving it. He's like, in your year, I got 4 classes that I need to graduate. And yeah, he attends his class with his one teacher because he is in an ESE class. So he has two teachers, PE, and then of course his regular teacher. And he goes to class and does his schoolwork, and he's done within, like, 3 hours. So he is having a great senior year. He's like, I love this. I don't have to, you know, take unnecessary stuff that I don't have to do. And he goes in, does his work, and gets out. And he's like, I like this. I'm good. So my kids are loving e-learning. How is Madeline enjoying working from home?
So. Well, you know what? And honestly, you know, we were hesitant about it because the first time around it was kind of very unorganized. But they've gotten more organized, and she's liking it. But I've also noticed that teachers can be bullies too.
Yes, they can be.
you know, what the world?
Yeah, they can be. We did have it in the first like week, maybe few days. We had that scenario happen as well with one of Ariana's teachers, and some of these teachers have to understand that they're e-learning, which means the kids are in their home. Most of us parents are still working from home or still furloughed, and so we're still home, and we can hear them. And I know that we called and reported the teacher was just kind of inappropriate and the kids were upset. And so, yeah, that happened. So now the teacher has to record all of his classes. But that's what happens when you're not kind. And everyone is learning how to do e-learning. For our kids, this is a whole new ball game. They've been going to school in the classroom for so long. They miss the interaction. They miss being there. But they like it because they can private message their teachers if they have a problem. That's one of the things that Noah likes the most, is he can talk privately with his teachers and not, you know, have to look embarrassed if he doesn't know something. So I guess it's different for everyone. I know people who have their kids in school, and their kids are doing great and thriving. So at the end of it all, you know, it'll be – it kind of depends on the kid. Each kid is different.
I know. It is. It really is. And some kids, I mean, that's just not for them. It's easier for them to learn if they're in person. You know? So it just depends on the individual. I know it's been really trying time and, you know, a lot of changes and everything, but we're getting through it.
Yes, we are. I mean, virtual fashion shows, clients, and school, and life. And, yeah, I mean, I can't complain. Life is good. So, you know, I hope that everyone listening is thriving and doing well, and there no one is being stagnant, and that we're still progressing. I see that all over in my social area. You know, in on my Facebook and all my friends, they're doing pretty well. So, you know, we just have to hang in there and do what we got to do.
Exactly. Well, I sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I know you've been working hard and getting your office up and running and making all those changes before Mad's Fashion Show. And it's going to be beautiful, really beautiful when it's done. So super proud of you guys. And I know Ryan's got some projects about to come out from LIM Media Group, so we're excited and looking for that, and Unbiased Opposition, this new show. So, yeah, you guys keep up the good work, and again, thanks so much for calling in today, Miss Nikki.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I love our coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. It's one of my favorite segments. And I always look forward to it every Monday. It's like, oh, yay, social call with all the listeners.
I know, right? So tell the listeners real quick how they can find you if they'd like to book a photo shoot.
Sure. If you'd like to book a photo shoot, it's actually very easy. You can visit us on our website. It's www.lastingimpressionsbynicole. You can also check us out on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Or if you love Instagram and that's where you like to go, we are on there as well at lastingimpressions.bynicole. So those are some of the easiest ways to find us. And I look forward to hearing from everyone. So come visit.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, hon. Take care. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. All right, so that's it. That pretty much concludes today's show. It's a short show, just 30 minutes today. But if you would like to know more about Mad's Fashion Show, you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Twitter. Just like the song goes, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! All right, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. make sure you go to our YouTube channel, Madeline Mommy Show. It's spelled M-A-D-E-L-L-I-N-E and Mommy Show. And give us a thumbs up. Try to subscribe. We need all the subscribers that we can get. We love all of our fans and friends and followers. Thank you all so much for your continued support. God bless you all. We love you. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing without you. You brought the flames and you put me through it. I had to learn not to fight for myself. And people know. I can breathe again. You